Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechta Shviyas, Perik Ches, Mishnah Gimel. If you were taking a Bechina, and the question was, are you allowed to sell Perik Shviyas? And you wrote, no. That would not be a correct answer. You're not allowed to do business with Perik Shemitah. But there are times you're allowed to sell it. We learned this earlier. Perik Zayin Mishnah Gimel. To be exact, let's say, I took home Perik Shemitah, I thought I'm going to eat it for supper. Turns out I have leftover. I didn't need that much. Ichveis, I thought my cousin was coming and he didn't. You're allowed to sell the leftovers. You're allowed to sell the moiser, what was extra. But even in those cases where you're allowed to sell the Perik Shemitah, there are restrictions. You can't sell the Peris the way you would sell a regular Peris. For example, Ein Meichen Perik Shviyas. You can't sell Perik Shviyas. Loi b'mida, v'loi b'mishkol, v'loi b'minyan. Mida means, let's say, a gallon of grape juice. That's Perik Shemitah. Weight would mean a pound of pumpkin seeds. And minyan would mean a dozen cucumbers. Well, if I can't measure how much I'm selling, so how do I sell it? And the answer is, be mashayer, estimate. Isn't that a very unusual way to sell Peris? And the answer is, that's precisely the point. You're not going to be able to get the regular price, because the person that's buying this amount is like not sure how much it is exactly. And also, it's going to remind you. It's going to remind you if you're buying Peris Shemitah, that, oh, this is a different kind of Peri. I have to treat it differently. I have to make sure it doesn't get ruined. I can't do business with it, and so on. Now, normally figs are sold by weight. If I went in to buy figs, and I said to the fig salesman, can I have figs? He'll ask me, what, a pound, 2 pounds? And normally, if you bought vegetables, it would be by number. That's how it went. If you went to buy tomatoes, how many tomatoes would you like? 5, 6, 7? So what if someone, in Yiddish there's an expression, a verdreht die Yoitzres. Right? Yoitzres are complicated. People sometimes mix it up, which Yoitzres to say on which day. Let's say he does just the opposite. He's going to sell figs by number. 5 figs, 6 figs, instead of the usual pound or 2 pounds. And he's going to sell vegetables by weight. Instead of saying 5 tomatoes, 1/2 pound of tomatoes. Dr. Mishnah, no. If you think that's enough of a shinui, of doing it not in the normal way, it's not going to help. But like te'ena b'min, you can't even sell figs, which are normally sold by the pound, let's say. For like yarak b'mishkel, and you can't sell vegetables, which are normally sold by counting how many, you can't say, well, I'll give you a pound of tomatoes. There can't be any measuring. Vayter Dr. Mishnah, Beis Shammai, remember the Beis Shammai say, Aflo, you can't sell vegetables, agudais, in bundles, because that's where you sell it the rest of the year. Rather, you have to sell each one separately, not tied together. In other words, according to the Beis Shammai, let's say I say, okay, you know, I want a bunch of those carrots. I'm not saying a pound of carrots. I'm not saying 10 carrots. I'm not saying a basket full of carrots. I'm just saying, you know, approximately those carrots. I can't even take bundles of carrots. Because if carrots are usually tied together, just using carrots as a mashal, but whatever vegetables are usually tied together, you can't sell it tied together. That's called the normal way. You're going to have to buy the single carrots. Whereas, the Beis Hillel say, So this is the type of vegetable that when you were using it in your house, you would tie it together. Then you can tie it together to sell it b'shuk in the marketplace. Because that type of tying doesn't mean, he's professionally selling it. Even in your house, you tie these vegetables together. Kigun, for example, hakreshin, kreshin are leeks, we spoke about that earlier. The netzacholav. Netzacholav is that flower that has the very, very white, milky kind of leaves. And some say, if you cut it, there's actually a milky kind of a substance that comes out. So the derech was to tie them in the house, and the mela, tying it in bundles, according to the Beis Hillel, doesn't make it look like derech mechira, like you're a salesman. So, chazing over our Mishnah, even where you're allowed to sell Perik Shviyas, in cases basically where it's not an official business, you cannot sell it by volume, by weight, or by counting how many. just have to estimate how much you're selling. It cannot be sold in the normal way. We said two reasons for this. One is it should be cheaper. You want to make sure you're not really making a business here. And the other is that the person that's buying it is going to realize this isn't a regular peri, but this is Shemitah and I have to treat it differently. Well, let's say I would take te'enim, which are usually sold by weight. And instead of saying a pound of te'enim, we'll say six te'enim, or how's about vegetables, which are usually sold by counting six tomatoes. Rather, I'll say a pound of tomatoes. Will that work? No. Even though it's not normally sold in that way, but you can't use any measuring. It has to be an estimate. The Beis Shammai say, besides the fact that you can't sell vegetables with an exact measurement, can't even sell them in bundles. Whereas the Beis Hillel say, if normally you would wrap this kind of a vegetable in a bundle at home so it shouldn't like roll all over the place or spread out, then you can sell it that way either, because that doesn't look like Derech Mechira, and the Mishnah gave us examples, leeks and the Netz HaChalav.